section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from No Name, Colorado.
No, we're not. We're not, because I don't
know.
What?
Is your mic even on?
There we go.
Now I hear it.
Do you come up with those, or are they just like funny names for cities that you found?
I found them.
Okay.
None of this. This is all copy and pasting, everything I do. There's not an original bone in my body.
All right, here we go.
Coming to you live from No Name, Colorado, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Shot a Gun, Birthday Weekend, IBWIP News Bulletin, Chap That Ass, Punch It Up, and a Second Coat of Wax with your co-hosts, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hello.
It's nice. It's episode 187 of A Burns and IP. I'm your host, the podcasting god. Bye, Menon. Guess what?
What?
I am wearing shorts because we are in summer.
Yes, it's hit.
Summer.
Well, hey, it's close summer enough to me, goddammit.
Yeah, it does. Spring does not last long in the Midwest.
No.
So, yeah. Enjoy it for 2 weeks.
Enjoy it for 2 weeks. Episode 187. Let's start this hootenanny here. He once stood in line at the zoo to feed a giraffe. Ironically, he has also stood in line to fetch a pail of water. Let's welcome Locks of Love Jason.
If you knew the stories behind both of those, you'd cringe.
Why would I cringe?
Because they're cringe-worthy. What do you say? What do you say to that? Smart guy.
I say I shouldn't have left you hanging like that. All right. She has made a huge splash since joining the IBWIP team, which is a polite way to say that she can sure throw back a bottle of Moscato.
Mosquito juice.
Mosquito, Moscato, potato, potato. Here she is, intern Heather.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
She's like, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up.
I know, that's a Tuesday. It's a normal thing.
Does your dad pastor listen to this?
I don't know. I told him about it. I hope not.
At least I'm not the only drunk on mic now.
Right.
You told him
it
about it.
It felt honest. It felt like the honest thing to do.
She's right now she's super mad. She's like, why didn't you pick something else to say?
Huh?
I thought it was cute.
It's fine.
That was good.
Oh, you're talking about the Moscato
thing? That was funny.
Her drinking a whole bottle of wine was adorable.
No, it's okay. never mind.
We'll be having intervention on episode 190. No. All right. The master of Spotify playlists and the IBWIP social media pimp daddy. Let's welcome the voice, Dustin.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I'm back.
Did you go somewhere?
I went to McDonald's earlier.
Yes, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it. I don't normally have my guest host buy my dinner.
I was your burger bitch.
But hey, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And what a man's got to do is what I'm going to do right now.
Swift.
This is my favorite song.
Hey.
Gonna let it go a little bit.
I like that.
I've actually seen him in concert.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It was way back in the day when he was still.
Okay. Well,
still what?
When it wasn't super.
When he was
out.
Younger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When he was new.
Okay.
Mine was 2 years ago.
Hmm.
Because Hellbound Glory opened for him, so I had.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, I'm playing a little American Badass by Kid Rock because.
Why is that?
Oh, that's who this is.
Because I'm American Badass. I shot a gun.
Wow.
Woo
to do to do.
Damn it, I don't.
You're a man now, son.
I'm officially a man, and I did it. I squeaked it in right the weekend before my 40th birthday. I grabbed my 9. All I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast.
Wow.
Did not jump in the car. Did not slam on the gas.
You look guilty if you jump in the car and like drive away.
Right. So head of security, Big E, and I wanted to wait and save this for when he was on, but then it wouldn't be relevant.
Ill time.
So maybe we can get his thoughts about it when he comes on. But Big E took me out, and I shot a gun, and I do believe it was the one that shot Tupac. I'm not real sure, but
oh shit,
it looked like the one he did. I mean, the pictures that I saw. So
it's got to be it.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw him.
Right. So I did not kill myself. I did not kill anyone else. I did not shoot any part of my body.
That's good.
And I hit the target.
I saw the targets.
Success.
Yes.
You killed some targets. I saw that.
I killed it.
What kind of targets? Sheet targets?
Yes. Some paper targets. They were, I shot about 3 clips full.
Did you get a random boner after firing it off? Like, you were that excited?
No, but you can definitely, like it definitely was a rush. I'm not going to lie. It was like, I was scared to death, and then I shot it for the first time, and it didn't, like, kick back and hit me in the face, and I didn't shoot anybody, and it didn't backfire, and I was like, that's fucking cool.
Oh, man. So, like, lie on the ground and shoot straight up, like you're on point blank or something, like, ah!
I was like, damn, bitches.
Oh! I'm scared of guns.
I just wanted to play it again. But no, Biggie was awesome. Like, he made me, like, we went through all the safety stuff and all the precautions. I mean, he didn't just go out there and say, here's a gun, shoot it. You know? Made sure I was doing it right.
He looks like the kind of guy that would do that.
Do what?
Say, oh, just shoot it.
But he's got to test it out a few times.
He was going at your birthday party. He was going through all his tattoos, and he seems like the guy who would just say, hey, take this gun and shoot. But he was very professional out there.
Well, he told me the story about the first time he shot a gun, and it sounded pretty shady, so I was glad I didn't have. So as soon as I got done, I text Molly, said I was still alive, text my mother, said I was still alive, and I did what you asked me to. I texted you before I left.
Yep.
And you were probably just anticipating, a Facebook post from Molly saying that I was been shot and died.
I think I told you to update your will and include me.
Yeah.
So I get another. I'm trying to get a bunch of televisions.
What are you going to do?
Dead people.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
Make a wall? I'll say that I'll get the televisions, but it's really none of your business what I do with them.
I've always wanted to, like, have a wall of televisions.
Just like of different televisions, like all the same television.
Like that old MTV game show remote control.
Yeah.
Where, like, you sat in the recliner and, like, all these videos and you had to guess which. Yeah, that'd be cool.
A wall of televisions does seem very 80s, doesn't it?
Yes,
like
totally.
Like every electronic store you went into, like, that whole wall was just supported by those, 100-pound televisions.
Right. Now they need shelves.
That's right.
They just need brackets on the wall now because they just them all. Now they make them so big that you don't need a bunch of them.
Yep, that's right.
But I remember when I was little, like, on, like, bowl games and stuff, like, football games, beginning of the year, like, my mom's boyfriend at the time, like, he was really big into football, and so he would have, like, the regular TV on one, and then he had, like, a little black and white one that was, like, tuned into a game, and I was like, can you even see that? Fucking idiot.
Just in case.
That guy sounds like a fucking idiot.
Fucking pot-smoking idiot. Jesus Christ. Not that pot-smokers are idiots, but this one was. But that coincided with my birthday extravaganza. Molly came through. She got me a surprise party. I was completely surprised. There was a plethora of people there.
It's awesome.
Some I don't know why we're invited.
No. You showed up. It's great. It's a body.
Molly's like, I got a quota to make. This guy's got to make himself feel like he has friends. No, but we went to bar in East Peoria, and Joe Huber was playing, and he just happened to be playing. So
some other people were playing too. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't, and I'm horrible. I don't remember the other name. So basically, technically, if you ask me, I'm going to say that Joe Huber played my birthday party.
Technically, true.
He was booked way in advance.
Right, way in advance
for your birthday.
And essentially, your birthday has been planned for 40 years. So.
Right, exactly.
It was playing long before. There you go.
Exactly. So, it was really cool, and Molly pulled it off. I didn't find out, which everybody seemed to be really amazed that I didn't find out, because supposedly there was some Facebook picture tagging.
She told me that story. She posted a picture, and it tagged you in the event post, but she deleted it very quickly before you saw it.
I don't think I would have saw it, because it was a private event.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but she thought since it actually recognized you and tagged you, it may have popped up on your thing.
Jason, you were there?
I was there. Good times.
You were... at some point, I think you were intoxicated?
Hey, you know what?
He was friendly.
Yeah.
Dustin, you were not intoxicated?
No. I only had 2 drinks there.
And a pizza.
Half a pizza.
Half a pizza?
Half a pizza. I shared it. I did not eat the whole pizza.
Did you see Stephanie lick my hand?
First. Lick your
what?
Hand?
Someone licked your hand for your birthday?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if she did that. I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
I was leading the witness.
Your pregnant pause has said more than you ever could.
I was leading the witness. My brother was the winner of the Drunkenness Award. Always proud of that gentleman. He got drunk. So at my birthday party, I had to leave to drive him all the way to the other end of Peoria, which was about a 30-minute drive.
That sounds about right. Wow, jeez.
And my wife had to follow us, and then we had to drive to Pekin. And all the while, my best friend there, Shannon, and his wife had to come back to my house and just wait for us.
Oh, your brother.
Oh, Chad.
He could not. I don't think I've ever met him before that night, and he could not have been less excited to meet me.
He's not a sociable person. He just likes to drink lots of beers. My mom was yelling at him to stop drinking, but you know what? He said, I'm showing you the rebel within. I'm going to drink till I, you know. Well, so here I am driving this $70,000 truck. You know
what? He owns
that truck is brand spanking new. Has 4,000 miles on it. I'm driving down the road. He's got the stereo blaring. You know, and the dashboard looks like NASA. You know, there's all this stuff, and like all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, how do you turn off the heater in the steering wheel? Like my hands were like sweating and like blistering because it was so fucking hot.
That's a thing. You can have a heated steering wheel.
Yes.
Do you guys have that? Either of you guys?
No.
Not at all.
Oh, man.
Heated steering wheel, heated butt. I mean, yeah, probably can heat your headrest.
The only way I get heated seats is if I'm farting.
Oh, I thought you were
gonna say, steering wheel's so old, it's a square.
Hey-o. Shannon from S&M Radio came down on Friday. We went to some strip clubs. I cannot discuss those strip clubs until Big E gets on the show.
Oh, man.
So
strip clubs.
Yeah, strip clubs. Wait for it. That'll get him to tune in.
You did not interview a stripper, though, this time.
No, none of these were worth even fucking talking to.
Oh, man. And we were talking a little bit about that, and we can save the whole story for another time, but I was talking to you and Shannon and Big E, and we were kind of saying how bad strip clubs are almost better stories than good ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I instantly, as soon as we sat down, I was opening my phone and going to the memo
pad
and typing shit in.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I've never been to a strip club, and I know you guys probably don't believe me, but it is true.
If you're telling me that you haven't,
yeah.
I believe you.
Okay. I appreciate
you.
It.
Why haven't you been?
I just never saw the need.
I should have invited
you. It doesn't
you.
Do anything for me.
Yeah. I was just like, I'd rather go to a house party and meet a girl and probably get to touch them for free than pay to see them.
Pay to definitely not touch them. Right. Get in trouble.
I'll probably get to touch them. Heather, have you ever been to
No, I've never been to a strip club. I'm very much interested in going. But every time it's been presented, it's like with a bunch of skeezy guys in the middle of the night. And it's like, I don't want to go with a bunch of guys. I need like one girl.
All right, Jason, I'm glad.
Girl, comrade.
I'm glad she said that because I was ready to say, hey, you want to go with me and Jason?
Yeah, I have low safety levels, so I have to make sure that I have a girl around to help me
out. You and I are pretty skeezy, though. So each more skeezy than the next.
Molly will go with us, Heather.
There you go. It'll be perfect.
All right.
Would she really go?
Oh, yeah. She's gone before.
That sounds kind of fun.
We went
that
on
doesn't sound bad.
Because me and Shannon go to the strip club every year for my birthday. I've known Shannon for 4 years, and the first time I met him was my birthday weekend, and we went to a strip club, and every year we go to a strip club for my birthday.
Tradition.
Do you go to a different strip club every year for your birthday?
No. I mean, there's only a handful of them around here, so we just kind of, you know.
Hop around.
Yeah. So we played pinball. Me and Shannon played a lot of pinball.
Couple of wizards.
But thank you to Miles for putting on a hell of a party. Thank you guys.
That was really fun.
Thank you guys for showing up.
Oh, our pleasure. I'll speak for Dustin.
I was surprised to see everybody there. I was like, what are these fucking guys?
Yeah.
We were
going to kick you in the balls when you walked in the door, but we decided against it.
At one point, there's going to be three legs tethered together to deliver a nut cruncher.
Oh, a nut cruncher? Jesus. All right. Well, here we go.
She's like, I appreciate that.
Right. Thank you. My brother did punch me in the stomach.
Oh, jeez. All right. For our first news item today, squirrel gets sloshed.
Hey, this sounds like your kind of squirrel.
Totally. We'll get down. Me and that squirrel, I would drink with this squirrel.
You'd party with him?
Mm-hmm. Leave a little cup out for him.
Party with that rodent.
Exactly. But animals can get a little tipsy too, though it tends to be on accident. After finding a squirrel that looked a little out of it, a family took a video of the little animal's attempt to do anything other than bumble around. And
hey,
it was
mommy,
just...
that animal looks
a little out of it.
You're right, Timmy. He does.
A bit disheveled.
When I go deer hunting, I look for the one that looks
separated from the herd.
The wonky eye.
They must really be squirrel watching, like all the time. Like, that one doesn't seem quite right. Yeah.
They're so familiar with the behavior of squirrels that they can pick out the oddballs.
Exactly. Well, this one was pretty odd. And it was just as family as the funny that laughed the entire time thought it was. The squirrel started out in the tree, fell out of the tree, and then stumbled around in what may have been one of the cutest and saddest drunken moments. He's like in the snow, and it's like deep snow, and he's...
Who hasn't fallen out of a tree when they're drunk?
Right.
Yeah,
I have climbed
tough.
A tree while drunk before.
Is there a video of this on
there
the internet?
There is a video of this.
Okay, I will note that I need to find the show notes, and I'll link it.
Do we know what the squirrel drank?
It was fermented Schnapps. Apples. The squirrel had apparently eaten too many fermented crab apples, which can cause animals to be drunk. Yeah, so that's what happened.
There you go, people. If you're poor, just look for some fermented crab apples.
It's okay. Let it out.
It's hard for me to imagine staring out the window on a cold winter's day and noticing a drunk squirrel. That takes a lot of detail. And then this drunken escapade by the squirrel was so lengthy that someone had the time to get their phone out, switch it to video, not just pictures.
Yeah.
And then videotape 3/4 of the incident happening.
That's a minute and a half process if you're over the age of 45 and don't have your phone on you.
Right.
So
I would love to see a squirrel vomit from being drunk. Wouldn't that be just a lot of
that would be so sad.
Just a lot of acorn caps coming up.
Yeah.
Acorn.
I'm never going to do that again, but he doesn't know. So it's actually pretty sad, but fermentation is a naturally occurring process that can turn sugars into gases, acids, or alcohol. So it's really Mother Nature's fault.
You really did your homework on that story.
I did.
Good
Mother
job.
Nature.
I wanted to research where fermentation came from and all of that.
I like that. So. Mother Nature, who got you drunk? Mother Nature got me drunk.
Administration.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Like... I drink beer. Beer's made out of hops.
Hops
is a leaf. Leafs. So I'm drinking a salad or something like that.
I've heard the same thing about chocolate. Like, it's a bean, so it's good for you.
Right.
Yep, that's all true. And say that
that's
when you have diabetes.
Works. Yeah.
Diabetes.
This is nature's way.
Nature's way.
Diabetes.
This is how we're controlling the population of squirrels right now. We're getting them all. God's like, all right, there's too many squirrels in this block.
Let's get them drunk.
It's time to get these mothers fucked up. It's probably his birthday.
Time to ferment them.
I'm hoping
shuts.
So.
That's going to lead to like.
They were like, hey, these trees over here.
Yeah,
more taste some of those apples.
I would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wonder if there's.
Well, no, they can't.
Like a lot of fat, ugly squirrels are, are getting laid.
I'm busting a nut.
Slam dunk.
Punch it.
That's. No. Not
yeah,
yet.
Save,
not
bring
yet.
That one back later for
premature
punch
punching.
Punch it. Punch it.
That's a little teaser.
Sorry.
Something
taste.
To come. So squirrels aren't the only ones who can get drunk. We can get drunk too.
Oh, really?
We can?
Yeah, we
read
can.
On.
We've powdered all sorts of things. Milk, cheese, Kool-Aid. It's about time someone powdered the good stuff. Palcohol or powdered alcohol is scheduled to hit shelves in August.
Pow. Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to drink powder or sniff powdered alcohol?
No, don't sniff it.
Yeah,
some
no,
morons
no
already tried it like the first day. Because, you know, if man makes something, you're going to shove it up your nose. Mm. And two people tried it and it became like very thick and glue-like and clogged their sinus cavities. And one of them woke up bloody nose and yeah. Don't sniff powdered alcohol, children. Or adults.
Drink powdered
anybody,
alcohol,
yes.
Children.
I hope,
stay away from it.
I hope they put that on the package now.
They should. Don't
well,
stick this up your nose.
The guy came from, or the idea came from this guy named Mark Phillips.
Mark.
And he said, in hiking especially or backpacking, at some point I like to enjoy an adult beverage. So that was his, like, that was the scenario that he was thinking
through. It's
easy
to carry, I imagine. It's light and easy to carry, and
you
just mix
it
with water.
Bottle. Yeah,
okay.
You just put it in his thermos and then throw it out and get more water.
That's right.
From the...
Just hit the stream where all the beaver pee is.
Right.
There you go.
Well, my thing is if I'm when I'm hiking, that's the last thing I want to do is drink. Like, alcohol. Like, I'm clumsy.
Yeah.
I like to go hiking during, you know, like in Starved Rock and Turkey
yep.
Run where there's cliffs and rocks.
You don't want to stumble.
I don't want to stumble any more than I already am.
Exactly. That's my thought,
it's hot out. It's hot out. Mosquitoes are biting you. And like, oh, nothing I'd like more than a... a good powdered beer right now.
Let's get yeah.
a just hiking buzz.
Yeah, you
going.
Just keep them in your truck in a cooler for when you're done.
Right, exactly. When you get back in the car,
yeah.
Dustin's like, that's what I do.
Or you drink before, you tailgate at the park.
Your pregame hike?
Yeah.
Pregame hike. Oh.
I guess you'd be able to carry it in your backpack. It'd be a little lighter in your backpack. But it would. Just, yeah.
I just wear one of those helmets with the cans with the straws. Yeah. And that's what I wear when I hike. Because watch out for falling rocks. It protects. And I also get to drink two beers.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, if it rains, it catches the rain and you can immediately mix it in there.
Yeah, well, that too.
That's I good. Guess. It's all good.
Now, is there? You did a lot of research. Is there like different, like, are you getting powdered beer, powdered vodka?
Flavors. So it's all, I did not write this down, but I think I remember it. There's five different flavors. There's a margarita flavor and a rum and a tequila, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there a purple flavor?
I don't think there's any purple, but
no me doesn't. We want that purple
drink. We want that purple drink.
The purple passion.
Scissorp.
Do you remember drinking purple passion? Like, purple passion was, you don't remember it?
Uh-uh.
It was an alcoholic drink, and if somebody could look it up on their phone real quick.
All right, I can do that.
I don't know what's exactly. It was Everclear and like purple soda or purple, and if you get diabetes from it. But you can buy it in like a 2 liter. Like it was like a 2 liter bottle, like a plastic bottle.
What?
Was Grimace
it's
on it?
It's not a good way to sell Everclear.
That'd have been cool.
I had to have been Everclear.
I don't know. Yeah, it says Everclear ready to drink wine based beverages. Drinkpurplepassion.com.
we drank that drink.
It was so gross.
Am I 21 years or older? Yes, I am. Tell me all about it.
It was so. It's
been resurrected. It's back.
It's back?
It's back! It says after nearly 20 years. We've resurrected the original recipe for Purple Passion. I don't want to sound cocky, but it's totally awesome. From their website.
Fate has brought all of us here
there
tonight.
You go.
So it's thick
this.
Like Robitussin?
So I think on an upcoming episode, we should acquire,
we drink
that
drink.
And
the
like
three
that.
Of us are going to have a Purple Passion taste test.
Yep.
And we're going to see how
we're
going to
get purple passionate around here.
Yeah.
Passionate about purple.
I'll
drink.
Text Molly on the way home. Hey, for episode two that we're doing tonight, can you give us some Purple Passion?
They got a retro poster.
Oh, jeez.
Who is that?
Look at that.
I like that.
Yeah.
True dat. So, okay.
He's wearing a shirt.
Purple Passion. Well, but yeah. I remember drinking that like in high school.
Like, yeah.
Like it was before even like Zima.
See, I can't imagine bringing powdered alcohol to a party because I still am like real self-conscious and like, oh, people are going to think I'm so fucking lame. If I bring a little thing of powdered alcohol, I'm like, you guys got some water?
Yeah.
Maybe a little
bit. Is that Liquamade?
Yeah. I think if I hung out with like older people, they'd be like, oh, wow, that was really, oh, that was smart.
Yeah,
that was interesting. But young people are like, what is that?
When you get pulled over, or like if you have the package ripped open,
open package.
Is it going to be an open
yeah.
package?
Is it for astronauts so they can get drunk in space?
Tang.
Oh. I hope
yeah,
so.
You just take a
that's what
they dehydrate everything.
A pouch of Tang and a pouch of alcohol.
Powder.
They can
alcohol.
Piss in the powder.
They filter their own piss for
Pow Tang.
Boy, there's so many names running through my head right now. I can't keep them straight. Powdered
I will,
urine.
Are you going to try this?
Urine?
Are you going to try this?
Oh, I'm definitely going to try it. Yeah, if it comes around here, I'll definitely try it.
Here's what you should do. You should get one of those, what do they call the pills you put in your butt to make you poop? What are they called?
Suppository.
Suppository. You get the empty suppository container, shove all that alcohol in there, and shove that up your butt.
Geez.
You will go for a ride.
It's like a butt funnel, but in pill form.
Right, because your pancreas would just instantly absorb it. You would get just fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
it's like
intense.
When girls soak tampons in vodka.
Yep. Why do I feel like we've talked about this recently?
Well, let's talk about it. Let's do 5 minutes on this.
Okay, let's do 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
Five minutes on tampons.
Soaked with
vodka.
Soaked
tampons.
Let's do it.
Do you know anyone who's done that?
I don't know anyone who's done that. And it actually sounds like fairly painful. Like, I'm assuming there's some sort of tingling sensation that occurs.
Your hoo-ha will burn.
Mm-hmm.
What about butt chugging? Does anyone know anyone who's ever butt chugged? No?
No.
I think it's like literally a funnel in the ass.
Do you know someone who's butt chugged? Have you personally butt chugged?
Give me a mirror. I'll show you.
Somebody said something about people putting wine up their butt and like.
I mean, I put wine at my butt, but that's.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
way
just,
different.
You get
totally.
You get fucked up, though, right? Like, seriously, like right away.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, of course.
Wino all the time, oh. Like,
wino,
that's how it is, yeah.
Wino beehole. That's it.
Be kind.
Okay,
my
is that your
wine.
5 minutes, or do you want to continue?
Boy, final behold. Yeah, that's it. That's all I had.
You got any more?
I do. So we've got a smelly mansion for sale.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
Right up my alley.
The largest home in the metro area of Kansas City, Kansas. There's no No Place Like Home means that there's no place that smells as bad as there. Right across the street from the 13,000 square foot mansion is the city dump, a landfill that has 800 trucks rolling in and out of it daily.
Oh, that's got to be a bummer.
Yeah.
What do you think that's going for?
I know what that's going for.
Oh,
that's all, should we all guess?
Yeah, what do you think it's going for? What do you think a huge mansion, the largest mansion
in Kansas City, Kansas?
Trash mansion.
Do you want to know about the guy? He is the trash king that lives there. The late owner was the owner of the Deaf and Bought Industries, which is the trash dump. So he owned that right there?
He had a landfill. He owned it. He made lots of money. So he said, the best place for me to put my mansion is right next to it.
Exactly. Somewhere he can open the window and smell the fruit of his labor.
There's so much stuff in the backyard.
There's so many treasures. So many fermented apples.
All these drunk squirrels back there.
Right.
But how much do you guys, how much would you pay for it?
$45 billion.
I'm going to bid $1. I think he overbid.
$1, Bob. $1.
Yes. I'm going to say, I'd say 10 mil.
It's 14 million.
Damn it. I am not going to the showcase showdown. Blake beat me.
Yes.
Well done.
Very good.
Would you buy this if you had $4 million?
Oh, no. No way. Absolutely not. That's
all right. Dustin, no? No?
Not nobody? Something I would buy.
No takers? No takers?
I can't. Like, every once in a while, I'll drive through Morton, and it'll smell like shit because it's right on the edge of where there's...
Right where
like,
Sunnyland is, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Hey, I live on the edge of Sunnyland.
But that's where the landfill is.
No, I don't mean necessarily the landfill. I'm just mean like because there's like a lot of farmers out there, and you get like clouds of like pig
when it
shit.
Rains in Pekin, it smells like dead fish.
Yeah, from the process,
the river. And
I can't
shit.
Stand it. The hills of East Peoria, where I live, kind of block the shit clouds, thankfully. But when you get into flat areas, like sometimes Washington, way out in Washington or Morton, you get shit clouds rolling in, and I can't stand that for the 5 minutes that I'm rolling through town. I can't imagine a lifetime of poo trash going through my windows.
Yeah, no way. That'd be disgusting.
I'd say the nay. That reminds me, that story, if you don't mind, that reminds me, I read something recently that they're selling like plots of land in Detroit for like $500. Did anybody read
that? Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I didn't hear about that, but yeah,
like,
I could see it.
They're like, hey, come live in this horrible city. We'll just charge you $500 for a piece of land.
That's crazy. They used to burn down like old houses. Old houses in Detroit, they'd have like
Devil's
fire burning
night.
After, yeah. Where, because it was just like these abandoned houses were just creating an area for crime to be.
Oh, so they just burn them all down?
Yeah, well, they just burn
the night
one at a
Halloween,
time down.
There's
yeah.
tons of fires.
Burn down the what?
Like houses. Yeah. The abandoned houses.
Burning down the house.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I did that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the second time I knew something was
I'm
up.
Just an ordinary guy.
Oh.
Just trying to get by here. I was doing a little comedy bit there.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
burning down the house.
Instead of turn down the what, I was like, burn down the what?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
See,
burn down the house.
Yeah,
oh.
I was going talking heads.
Yeah,
that's so, okay. I was with you on that one, Dustin.
This is not my beautiful garbage mansion.
I love it. All the ladies.
Smelly as it ever was.
There you go.
You have anything else for us?
I got one more.
One more? We can do
just
one more.
To say.
Just this one's about gross stuff, too. But the butt wipes don't flush. Butt wipes and wet wipes
whoa,
are taken.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Butt wipes and flush.
So yeah. we basically have had alcohol, shit,
squirrels,
and squirrels and mansions.
Thank you for getting the news this week, Heather.
No problem at all.
say read the line again.
But the butt wipes won't flush.
But the butt wipes. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Butt wipes and wet wipes have taken over the sewage system in New York. They're getting backed up in systems, causing damage to structures in sewage companies, and causing workers to potentially have to pick up the butt wipe you used when Aunt Judith made that bean dip.
Damn Aunt Judith.
She's doing it all the time.
I think we just blow up New York. Just blow it up and start over.
I've been saying that for like
years. Don't just do it too.
Maybe we just shouldn't put our butt
just don't wipes in don't there. Do it like two towers at a time. Just blow the whole thing up.
Or one borough.
It'll be less
at a time.
Of a tragedy. Or all in one tragedy. We can just.
Right, yeah. We just.
Less holidays.
It's only one sticker for your car.
Only have to remember one date.
Right.
Ooh, it could like coincide with like some other phone
Hanukkah.
Number.
It's
411.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No one will be able to call information.
Yeah, let's plan this for April 11th.
Right. Nobody pay attention. Oh, God, won't that suck? We'll definitely be
on the
flagged,
list within minutes.
Flagged right now.
Our one listener will report us. And
Scott, don't report us.
We're going to get anonymous hacking us on like Twitter.
Claire in California, please don't report us.
Ooh, Claire? I don't know. Claire.
Don't report us, Claire.
is there So it's basically...
Ooh, no, there's more about it. Yeah, I forgot. So
tell us about the butts.
So only some are labeled as flushable, and over $18 million in the last 5 years has been spent in cleanup of them so far. So that's why you shouldn't use them, or that's why they're bad, because some of them are flushable and people aren't paying attention.
$18 million in just New York or in the whole country?
In New York.
Wait, when are we talking about butt wipes? We're not talking about an episode of Beavis and Butthead. We're talking about actual, like, the little white, mm-hmm. like, sanitary wipes.
We use those
wipes.
Here. We
in
use
some countries, they just use their hand.
Some countries, they just use water, and yeah.
You don't shake the one hand, or that's the ass wiping
the
hand.
Cows, they just use the cow's tail.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
I've definitely heard that.
hey, it's all right.
You just call on the cow and be like, come on,
Bessie. I'm 40. I'm not near as funny as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I never was. That's horrible. So $18 million a year is being spent in New York just to clean up, dispose.
These are the wet wipes, right? Yeah. This is what we're talking
wet
about?
Wet wipes, butt wipes,
not dry wipes.
A specific
wet wipes.
Wet wipes. They didn't give any specific brands. Okay, they just
I use wet wipes.
I don't.
I go dry, wet.
Well, I think it really matters on how you dispose of them. Do you throw them away or do you throw them in the toilet?
My bathroom window's always open.
Oh, there you go.
I have a garden right out there, and
just in case she comes in. If case she comes in, you got to be ready for
it. He has a line.
She came in through the bathroom window.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Abby, ready?
Sorry, but no, yeah.
Jason's like, that hasn't happened in years.
But yeah, that was the suggestion at the end of the article, was that you just throw them in the trash. And I was like, oh, so then the sewage system, you know, that's about 6 months ahead of the landfills, so we'll be okay for another 6 months at least.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to cost $18 million to cover them up with dirt.
Yeah, but it will when
that's my strategy.
I also heard that the Keurig, you know, the little things for the Keurig, there is a big problem because they're so popular now, and now they're just filling up landfills because they're not biodegradable.
Totally.
And so
the owner is like majorly regretting it. Yeah.
The guy that invented the Keurig, the little cup thing,
Barry Keurig.
Yeah, he has invented a biodegradable one, but Keurig won't buy it.
That's what I think. That's what I hear every time I see one of those machines. I hear a little Mister in my head.
News. Oh boy, nothing like coming down off of some news with going into some music.
Music.
Stick Shift by Molly Jean. What do you think about that, Dustin?
I think Molly Jean.
The one man
awesome.
Band. The one man woman band.
I also want to live in a world where humans lead around blind dogs. Think about that one.
Come on.
Thanks, Molly Jean. That was great. Hey, guys. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. Speaking words of wisdom, contact the show at blake@ibwip.
Very good.
.com. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Listen to past episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, Start Radio, and ibwip.com. I don't know about you guys, but those four lads from Liverpool really had an effect on my life, and if they taught me anything, besides a quartet from across the pond could be bigger than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's that you should subscribe to the show on YouTube, like us on Facebook, follow us on the Twitters, and do whatever it is that shows people you enjoy this program on Instagram and Vine. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay. Well, very well written. Right. It's obviously
as well read.
Obviously, beautiful. You did a lot of research.
Hours.
Let's just try to do it with a little bit of excitement next time. You seemed very down and just dragging through it like you have to do it.
Should we take two?
No, it's okay. Hey, folks, it's time for me to give plugs to lots of people and lots of things going on. Craftvapory.com. We all know about craftvapory.com. They sponsor the show. Use promo code IBWIP to get 10% off in their store and 20% off the first month's subscription. Jason, what has just transpired recently with craftvapory.com and IBWIP?
They extended our promo code.
They extended their sponsorship for another few months.
Well, hot damn.
Congratulations.
They said to us, you guys are pulling in so much business, we would be stupid not to continue
relationship. I think they said since we started using the promo code, they've so many orders have come in that they've lost money.
Yeah.
Because of the discount.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Josh Crane had to sell his Corvette, if I remember correctly.
His little red Corvette.
His little.
But definitely go to craftvapory.com. They're great folks. They have a quality product, a monthly subscription. They send you juice to your house. You decide what kinds you want. They give you a little taste of all different kinds. And they also have a bunch of stuff in their store as well. So use promo code IBWIP. Like I said, we're going on for 5 more months. That doesn't mean wait around.
No, not at all.
They can get it now, get it then, get it all the times in between.
They can cut us off at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, they can pull the plug. And I tell you, it's just for the first month subscription, right?
Yeah.
I tell you what they should do. They should make a subscription and then cancel after the first month and then go under someone else's name and every month just get the 20% off.
Exactly.
Over again.
Exactly.
That's for 5 months straight.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to do that. make sure, if you listen to us on iTunes, go over to iTunes and rate us. It helps us, like I guess, go up on categories, like up the list on categories, and we would really like to get any extra exposure that we can. So if you listen to us on iTunes, first of all, you're the devil. But second of all,
that's how I listen to us.
So rate. Have you ever rated our show?
I'm the devil.
Well, yes, we need some counterpoint. You know, devil, not
right.
Devils.
That's right.
And then make sure to please subscribe to us on YouTube. Just search PeaVision. PeaVision. Subscribe. We're always doing, we have vape reviews. We also have the promo videos are back. We're doing promo videos again.
Yes.
And so you can.
I was disappointed there weren't more urination videos. I thought the title was misleading.
Hey, the urination video that did come out at one point is no longer available anywhere.
Did it get taken down?
I took it down because supposedly some people were going to use that against me in the court of law.
Bummer.
My ex-wife. So, and then finally, we want to say thank you to Brew City Craft E Juice. We talk about them all the time. BrewCityJuice.com. We talked about them on the last show. We did their new line, the No Name. They were cool enough. They really enjoyed the promo video. He said, hey, what do I need to restock you on with Brew City stuff? And I said, Blu-rays, of course.
Bring it.
And he even mentioned, he said, hey, the Big E was on the show. He said that he... You know, vaped zero nicotine. So he sent a few bottles.
Oh, that's right.
He sent a few bottles of zero nicotine, especially for Big E. So
That's so thoughtful of them. So they really watch those then.
Huh?
I said they really watch those.
Oh, I put 47 links on their Facebook page.
You must.
So I just wanted
a whole transcript.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to send a couple shout outs and remind everybody to focus on helping us out to spread the word and stuff like reviews and all that good rigmarole. And now here's one of my favorite songs ever.
plow the dirt and a big ride on. Plow through the land, but with nowhere to plant. Digging down deep, but it's what I've done. Nothing left to pick out in the hot sun. It's burning my skin, and it'll happen again. Farming hard, farming fine, digging down and in the night. Digging down from back to beans, you're going to have to see. Digging down to serve and fight, you're going to die. Digging down from back to beans, you're going to have to see.
That was Evil Donkey by the Monads.
Badass is what I call them.
Oh, I was singing cool. Dead ass. I thought that's what they were yelling at.
Evil me. Donkey.
Chap dead ass.
Chap that ass.
Chap that ass.
Let's chap that ass, shall we?
You want to chap that ass?
Uh-huh.
Why is it? Come on, man. Funk that. Funk that. Man. Funk that.
I know
it ends so abruptly.
I know the Punch It Up is like the house favorite, but that is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The outro is, to me, even a little bit better.
Yeah, it is. All right, this is Chap That Ass, and we were planning for the show the other day, and Jason said, hey, we haven't done Chap That Ass for a while, and I go, I'm just never angry. I'm just never mad about anything.
My ass is thoroughly chapped for the both of us.
All right, so Heather, you've never done this before?
No, I have not.
Dustin has.
Yes, I have.
So basically, we go around the table, we pick stuff that's pissing us off. And we discuss it for a few moments until we get really, really heated. So
delightful catharsis.
Yes, exactly. Jason, would you like to start us off and show us how it's done?
Yes. Right now?
Yes.
All right, I will. I hate daylight savings time. I hate, I think it was originally for farmers, right, to give them more time in the morning as the earth spins on its axis away from the sun during winter.
Oh, Jesus.
What? I hate it. How many people are farmers, right?
I'm not a farmer.
No, Heather, I'm
asking
you
specifically. I've had a farmer's tan. Does that make me a farmer?
Yes, yeah, I guess that groups you in there, essentially.
Hey, this is vintage asshole.
Vintage asshole shirt?
Yeah, this is a vintage asshole shirt.
That's a vintage asshole shirt.
Oh. But I see what you're saying about daylight savings time, because it's such a frustration.
Talk about what's... seasonal disorder or depression,
right?
Right?
That's bad. The last episode, I was gonna stab you guys. Remember? Because it was
right.
Yeah, I don't like the winter,
mm-hmm.
and I get sad.
I get up, and when I go to work, not now, but when I used to go to work at my Caterpillar job, I would it'd be dark when I get there, and it'd be dark when I leave. That was it. I lived in a world of darkness for like 2-3 months.
Because there's no windows. There's no windows.
There's no windows. There's like a casino in there without the fun.
Or without the fresh oxygen. It's just,
Just
contaminated that's black soot air.
That's so bad when casinos have better quality of air than where you work. But you wake up in darkness, and then you get home from darkness. It's always dark, and you don't get the vitamin D? Is that the sun?
That's mm-hmm. my nickname. Yep.
Vitamin D?
Vitamin D.
That's another segment entirely.
Huh?
Oh.
Wait. I don't think that's the kind of vitamin D that Jason's missing out on for daylight savings time.
Vitamin dick? No. That's what I give him.
I like that.
Dustin gives him the vitamin D.
I didn't come up with it, but I'll own it.
Someone's going to give you that. You have to take it.
Yeah, you do. You yep. can't pass on a nickname like that.
Anyway, I hate that.
It does mess you up. I understand the logic of it. It's very scientific. But I guess part of me is like, At one point, there was a bunch of guys, mathematicians and scientists, that were like, and farmers are going, it's too dark in the morning. It's too dark at night. So Teddy Roosevelt says, well, here's some scientists and mathematicians.
Yep. He just gave them to a farmer one time.
And he said, hey, use this. And so they just calculated some random thing. Yep. Like, do you think if we didn't do the spring forward, fall back, it would always be the same, right? Why don't we just leave it?
I think there is a petition out right now to eliminate that. To eliminate daylight savings.
Hey, here's my...
Really? Is this really a thing?
No. Where was it on your news story, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere. I didn't check that on the news.
But back then, farmers, their equipment didn't have lights on them. Now, every farming equipment has lights on because I see them plowing, you know, in the fall. They're plowing at, like, you know, 10:30 at night trying to get done. So, yeah. You know what? No need for it anymore.
And it's such a small portion of the population, too, right? Why cater to them when I'm getting depressed and I have to just stroke my cat in the dark?
Is that what the kids call it these days?
No, I'm talking... God damn it, you do this every time.
But you do have to, like, walk around your home and find all the things that don't know instantly by a satellite that it's whatever time.
Right. Yep.
Well, sorry, microwave, we have to do this again.
My mom was like...
apologize.
My mom texted me, she's like, don't forget about daylight savings time. I was like, my phone does it itself. And she's like, well, some of us have alarm clocks that don't have it, and some of us don't have our phone in our hand all the time. I'm like, well, that's your
mom's got one of those old wind-up phones.
Rotary phones, yeah.
That's how she sends a text message. Well, I'm sorry you're upset about that.
Thank you for apologizing.
There's nothing we can do about it right now. Oh, Justin.
What chaps my ass?
What chaps your... Why is it?
Man!
Fuck that! All right.
That was really good, you guys. That was really succinct.
Let's end the show right there.
That's it.
Well, yeah, we can't top that. So.
And save.
All right. You got it?
Yeah.
In post? Okay.
Now I can use my real voice.
Yeah. What chaps my ass is people that come into my store and want to shit in the toilet without buying anything. We don't have a public restroom. But I have people that come in like, hey, yeah, you got a bathroom? And I'm like, no, we don't. You need to walk over to Goodwill and shit there.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, if you're going to use the bathroom,
yes,
at least pretend you're looking around the store like you're going to buy something.
Don't make a
before
beeline.
You beef in my bathroom and stink up the entire... But it's all hypothetical because I don't let anybody back there. Because one time I did let somebody back there. And they almost broke the toilet. And I don't
know. Beef in it?
The poop hole? The poop was that big?
It was bad. And
big
like,
beef?
Like a brick hound?
I only
they actually brought a whole honey ham back there.
How many wet wipes did they use?
I don't know. I only let friends use it now, and they know the no number two policy. But one time the mailman came in, and he got really descriptive when he walked out, and I just didn't need to hear it from Mr. McFeely. It's like, it's all
lots
right,
of brown
Bill.
Packages
you
back
know?
There.
Yeah, he was like,
what can brown do for you?
He's like, you might want to wait a while before going back, you know, and it's like, dude.
Love to see you back
I don't, there. I don't need to hear this, but he's like, yeah, thanks, man. I don't think I'd have made it. And, you
I
know.
Need you to sign for this shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, so I don't like people coming to my store.
But it's
expecting a shit.
Okay, so it's what really makes you mad is just the potential for damage to your bathroom.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like that they come in like, hey, co-op, that's a good place to shit.
But in your defense, though, you're sending them to a great place to shit. Goodwill.
Goodwill.
I've had a lot of nice BMs there.
They do have some really nice bathrooms all the way up to the ceiling.
It's either that or the Chinese place, a couple doors down the other way, whichever you want to go.
No. I
But you can pick up some used underwear at Goodwill in case you run through your
I really
your
thought about buying this really cute pair of underwear, and I was but it's at the Goodwill,
so I
couldn't.
Don't be that girl.
Isn't all women's underwear stained to some degree?
No, this was like a cute, like, boxery type of, but it was like a girl brand. But still, I couldn't
did
do
it.
Says,
I didn't did it say
it.
Pink on the back?
No, it said airy on
Juicy?
The tag.
Juicy on the ass?
Juicy. Juicy.
You know what? They charge you so much more for those, but honestly, they're a much better quality.
The Juicy?
Well, this is Victoria's Secret pink, juicy, all that.
Okay. Oh, pink?
What do you think?
Whatnot.
What do you think they mean, solid Dustin, fabric. when the ass is juicy?
Oh, you know what it means.
I do. I want to know if you know what it means.
They got diarrhea.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Of the mouth?
Diarrhea nope. of the butt.
That's funny.
The hiney.
Oh, that doesn't tap my ass. I love watching. I
thought our topics had to be ass related because, like, that's why I went that for ass. Poop.
Well, you know, mine is because I was going to talk about the wintertime when I get my ass chapped. Well, what do you got going on there, girlfriend?
I'm going, ah, oh, I see. And then tipsy. The ah, oh, I see. Almost tipped over the glass, but it was okay.
Our maintenance is out, so try to be careful. Molly has done a lot for me this weekend. She's not going to do anything else.
She's maintenance? Bet your wife likes to hear that.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Heather, I could go to you, or I could skip you and go to me. You want some
or
more time?
Or do you
want to
take the physical challenge?
So, no, I can figure out something that I'm mad about in the moment.
There's a shocker.
Aw, but it is very true.
The shocker.
I like to think of myself as a heavy critiquer of everything.
A what?
A heavy
Well, this
critiquer.
Is not critique that ass.
Critique okay. that ass. I have to...
Oh, I'd sign up for that
chap
one.
Chap that ass, but...
Yeah, we need to make sure that your ass is thoroughly dried out. Some flakiness, maybe a little rash.
If it's if
oh
it,
my
if it's
gosh,
a,
I have the perfect one after that comment.
If it's the ashy ass.
Ass rash?
Oh my god, so I hate it when, I get it, some people don't have good social graces and stuff like that.
Like
and
us.
That's fine, yeah, of course.
Me, oh,
yeah.
You're just looking at me? Are you referring to the birthday party?
Like, I think this is a good moment where we all can realize no social grace. But I was hanging out with this guy one time and just complete utter lack of any sort of like niceness, and I think you just have to be conscious of that sort of thing when you're hanging out with someone.
Just wrapping like, up a show of friends. Just
yeah,
an
just
of
like
friends.
Not wrapping up a show of friends okay. this time, but no, you just be conscious of people, and like even if you think it's off the cuff funny, there are some lines like when you're in like a real life situation. So
like when I punched that baby at the Hot Topic.
Yeah, it was that might have been a line.
It was an accident.
That might have been a line. But the worst thing that anyone's ever said to me, just off the cuff, not even thinking about it, was this guy. And he like put his arm around me. We were like walking, and he put his arm around me and like tucked it under my shirt. And he's like, "Your skin feels like sandpaper." I was like, "Did you just say that?
Did you
to
know
me?
Him?
Were you on a date?"
Yes, I knew him, and we were on a date. And he told me that my skin felt like sandpaper. I was like, I don't know what to say to that.
Someone's
going to
get
to
their
do
dick sucked.
Yeah.
With your sandpapery tongue.
I was just
like
well,
a cat.
You're gonna get the D.
And now in the two
it
of you
didn't
are
work. Yeah, no, we are not engaged. Okay. At that point, I like pushed him over. Right at that moment, I was like, "You're ground. On the ground now."
He got degraded to Mad About You episodes.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Shit.
Bumped down.
She
from
was
friends.
Cute, though. She was cute.
Helen Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back then, she was cute. Her and Brett. What was her name?
No.
Oh, Grace Under Fire? No.
No, he's, yeah.
Helen Hunt, I'll agree with.
No, yeah. Helen Hunt was hot, but I was just saying. That was about the
I know
same
you
time.
Had a thing for Brett Butler.
I would masturbate to both of them.
I don't know. No, okay. No,
that doesn't chap my ass.
I would, too. Huh? I would masturbate to Brett Butler, too, but that doesn't mean she's hot.
Who's Brett Butler?
Oh, Gone with the Wind? Frankly,
she's
my dear.
It.
No,
she's
Brett Butler.
It.
Rhett
oh,
Butler.
Oh, now I understand. I think you're saying Brett Butler, and now I know who Rhett Butler is.
We are. We're saying okay. Brett Butler.
Frankly.
Grace Under Fire.
He's got the mustache.
No, that's not Rhett Butler.
No.
He has a mustache, doesn't
I'm
he?
I'm just confusing. All I'm doing is just confusing on purpose.
No, I have seen.
Well, I want you to find that guy's number, phone yes. number,
yeah.
and Facebook page, and yeah. I would like you to slide it over to me and act like you don't know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I don't appreciate that.
Well, act like we
saying that my co-hosts are sandpapery.
Well, yeah, well, I'm sure it was body. One of those. Just some people just don't even think about. Like,
was it summer? Was it summer or was it winter?
It was like wintry.
Well, of course it's going to be
yeah.
sandpaper.
I know.
At the same
you
time,
just
like,
said, "Listen here, asshole. Why don't you moisturize my whole fucking body?"
That's probably exactly what he wants.
Oh, that's true.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Should have been a much smoother way to do that.
I've not touched your skin. Mm. It very well could be sandpapery, but you don't say it, right?
You don't say it, especially not in that moment. It was like not only that, it was like a recoil with it. Like he recoiled.
Right.
He was like,
Would if he would have like continued to rub it, would it have been as bad? Like
and instead
you know what?
Of
you
going,
bring up an excellent
he
point.
Went like, ugh.
I think you were upset by the recoil more than you were about the comment.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because if he had just said the comment, it would have been, like, funny. Then I'd have been like, wow, I'm self-conscious for a second, but we can continue this thing. But then he recoiled, and it was like, that wasn't funny. You're just being mean.
But who puts their hand under your armpit?
Not on my
armpit. She
didn't
say armpit.
Oh,
like,
I thought
on your
that...
side. Like, on your, like...
Oh,
what are you?
Yeah. Wait, I thought you was, like under your
like,
armpit. Right, all up in there in the armpit.
Oh, shit.
And you're like, it's sandpaper because I just shaved yesterday because I thought this date was going to go well. But guess what?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not
waste,
going well at all.
I wasted a perfectly good razor. Okay.
Completely well, League of
let
Legends.
Let us know his name. I want.
Blake,
actually,
whoa.
Let's give him a show title and just so-and-such is an asshole.
While she's looking the information up, can you tell us what chapping your ass?
Oh, my God. What's been chapping my ass lately is... Well, there's two things, and I don't know which one to do.
Left cheek first. Left cheek first.
Combo.
This is the weirdest game of Twister I've ever played.
I'm just seeing if I can put them both. I'm putting them both into one.
Okay, I like it.
Driving / entitlement. Okay, at work I have to cross a busy downtown street.
MacArthur.
Like Frogger.
Exactly. And I use the light method. I don't go when I'm not supposed to. I use the light method because
like the rhythm method.
It's very dangerous. Yes.
Do not do
that. And pull out.
And I wait for the little thing to go say, and I go. So then I start to walk out, and it's always the guy that's facing me that's turning right
in the car.
There's the guy facing me turning right, and I'm having to cross him. And I'll be damned if they don't just keep going. They just feel like, oh, I've got a car. That guy will stop walking while I go because I'm in a hurry to get to, you know, the salon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, to my mistress's house. And, like, I don't care if I get hit by a car going 5 miles an hour or 40 miles an hour. I'm going to get hurt.
Exactly.
Now, if I am abiding by the rules of the road, I'm not, you know, pedestrians have the right of way, but I'm not abusing that by walking out into the crosswalk when I'm not supposed to.
Yep.
I sound like gay. This is like, to make me mad.
You just smack his car and you're like, I'm walking in.
So it happened the other day, although I was walking across the road and it's the person right to my, it's the people right next to my left that are turning right. So like, the light goes for me to go, and so I go out, and, mm-hmm. and they're starting to go like he would have hit me, because I, and I'm just like,
did you make yourself a spectacle, or what did you do at that moment?
I just stopped and went, you know, I put my hands up in the air because it was a black lady, and I know if I would have said, meep, I would, you know, gotten, you know, she would have shot me or something. But it's just driving in general, and I don't know if it's because I'm 40 and old man now, but people just don't care about their simple rules of the road, like when more than one car gets to a four-way stop.
Everybody just waves each other on until somebody decides to go.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just it, people.
Whoever
just
gets there first, yeah.
If you get there first, but if you get there at the same time, it's the person to your right.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's the simple stuff, but it's driving me crazy. Traffic drives me crazy anymore because, you know, I would say I'm not an aggressive driver, but like I would say I'm a defensive driver, but you know, when I'm in the big city or when I'm like going to Chicago or something, as you know, I'm taking 55 into town, like, you know, as you get closer, you got to kind of be aggressive, just to not aggressive, but you have to make a decision and go with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to own your spot.
And I understand that, but when you're in downtown Peoria and I got a scrawny white kid trying to walk across the road did to his job, which you probably don't have.
This has obviously happened enough to chap your ass.
Yeah,
let me ask you this, because you have this job, and this is happening at your job, so you're going there the same time every day. Any repeat offenders? Have you ever noticed the same person?
Yeah,
like, hey, you did that the other day.
There's a lot of cars that I'm wrecking. I've noticed it and started to bother me more. Like, I'm kind of paying attention, and there are a number of cars that it's approximately the same time of day. You know. Mm-hmm. But in the afternoon, it's a free for all. Like in the afternoon, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
these people should still be at work. Well, oh, sorry. Most of these people don't have jobs, and it just, you know, I have kids. I got a wife. I got friends. I don't want to die because somebody hit me. Going, you know,
why do you
going
want
to Taco Bell?
Why do I want to die?
Why do you want to die? If not that way,
for the insurance money.
There you go.
That's basically
someone's got a benefit.
Well, that's noble of you.
Thanks. All right. Well, that's all I got for Chap That Ass.
Yeah.
We're
everyone was told to have one.
Why is it?
They're so abruptly ending.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk amongst yourselves for just a second.
Okay. There's supposed to be another segment here, but
there is.
Who are you? You waving the white flag?
Oh, push boy. It. Yeah. This is one of my favorite segments.
Yeah. Punch it.
Yeah. If for no other reason that I get to do the Mick Jagger dance.
Okay,
in my seat.
Since I was away from the desk.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
You like this edit?
It's pretty cool. That's funny.
Yeah, punch it.
Is the punch it a song?
Yeah, punch it.
No.
It started up by Rolling Stone.
It's just it started me up, but we plagiarized it and made it Punch It Up, and that's I don't think you've played Punch It Up either.
I've never played Punch It Up.
Jesus Christ, what have you done?
We made it that song that way because first of all, Blake and I are really smart, and second of all, we're really funny. So
wow.
We put those together, and what are you gonna get?
Punch It In.
That's probably good. Punch It Up. People are tuning out. I can sense it. It hasn't even gone out yet. But
done.
Right.
I'm punching off this website.
Yeah. Punch it.
I know that next week there's going to be an episode and it's going to have an annoying song. So why don't you describe what we're doing here?
I will. Oh my God. I love Punch It Up. I am a late night talk show fanatic. Every night, every Monday through Friday, I go home 10:30 to about 12:30. I'm watching late night talk shows. I'm a huge David Letterman fan, and I found that sometimes. Not just him, but mainly I'll say Jay Leno was a big offender of this. The jokes were very remedial, and I thought, you know what? We can do better. We can be better.
Anything
we will
you
be better.
Can do, I can do better.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Oh. Punch that!
Don't make me
that
push
was
the
good.
Button. Don't make me push that button again. Every time you say it, every time you say punch it, it makes me... but anyway, let's get the game.
We're going to pee it up, and basically what I did is I pulled...
Pussy it up!
No, come on, that's
Picker.
All. Vitamin D it up. I took some of the best jokes from each...
Prostate!
Hold on. Okay. I know we got one more. Someone get it out real quick, and I'll go through the rest of this. Heather, I feel like it could be coming from you.
Oh, I can think is pomegranate. Pomegranate!
That's great. That was perfect. Opposite. That's what I was looking for.
Pomegranate!
All right, so I'm going to give each of you the opportunity to choose a late-night talk show host, and then I'm going to read one of their jokes, one of the setups, and you guys are going to give me the punchline. If it's if you get a good punchline in, you get 1 point. If you get the exact punchline that host had, then you get 2 points. And if you don't answer, then you have to leave.
I select in the first round.
All right, turn. So Heather, we're going to have you go first.
It's not your turn.
No, okay. We'll have Dessa go first. That's you're showing chutzpah, so you're already getting a point.
You said we get to pick who we want?
Yeah, which
for
are the...
For our team?
No, you get to pick which late-night talk show host that you...
Jack Parr.
Okay, Jack Parr. All right.
Give me some of that 1970s current events.
Lenny Bruce is in the news again.
Cool.
No, okay, so we're going to skip you then. But you already get a point for the chutzpah.
Punch it!
All right, we'll let Blake go first. We don't want to have Heather do the very first one here.
Okay.
So which late night talk show host do you like?
Craig Ferguson.
Nope,
he's off the air. Turd Ferguson.
I hate Jimmy Fallon, so let's do him.
Okay, that's an easy one, because he is...
His a rule.
Just laugh.
Yeah.
He is the literal predecessor to Jay Leno, but also the spiritual one, too. I find Jimmy Fallon to be very remedial in his jokes
and
his show. It's aimed
to have the other person really own it.
If you're 12, you're going to like Jimmy Fallon.
And hey, that's I'm 40, so
there's a lot of money in that. All right.
What do you think of my hat? You like it?
It curls up for some reason.
It does curl
excessively.
You're
like a
B-boy. It's like a hot dog bun, right?
B-boy?
Shooting some B-ball outside of school with a couple of... Okay, yeah, all right. Jimmy Fallon.
Here's the setup from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. There are reports that Russia is actually working with North Korea to encourage collaboration and cooperation between the two countries. Yeah, they believe that with Russia's economic power and North Korea's technology, they...
will make a robot that masturbates in the dark.
Okay, so first of all, great answer.
Thanks.
So, 1 point.
Thank you, yeah!
Only in the dark?
In the dark.
Only in the dark.
In the dark. You know what? Now Dustin's rubbing off on me. When people say stuff, it makes me reminds me of a song and they start singing.
That's what happens.
That was Billy Squire, by the way.
That's the vitamin D effect he got, right?
That was Billy Squire.
That's the vitamin D coming in.
I got 2 points?
You got 1 point.
Oh.
And that was for giving an answer that was understandable.
Okay. What was the real?
The actual is they can be a real threat to 1987.
Oh. Okay.
So, hilarious.
That's debatable.
No,
I thought mine was funnier.
No, it is, and you get a point for that. Good job. All right, Dustin.
Yes.
Back to you.
Conan
O'Brien. A Chinese family was kicked off a flight to Hong Kong because their three-year-old wouldn't sit in his seat. As a result, the three-year-old...
Oh, jeez.
Punch it!
The three-year-old had to be stowed away in the overhead compartment.
Or killed.
Okay, that's 1 point for you. That's
with
one
the
point.
Rest of the Hong Kong
for Blake.
Stowaways.
That's 1 point for Heather, all chiming in.
They're small. They can fit.
That's another point. The actual line is, as a result, the three-year-old missed his first day of work.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
It's Conan for you.
That was good.
Conan, always with that zinger.
Yep.
Have you guys seen Conan's hair? What's up with his hair?
Right? The dance.
That's somebody, like half of his jokes. He just makes fun of himself.
Right. He just goes like this with his hair when a joke fails.
And he goes, a lot.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, and he gave himself cornrows.
So
did
I.
He really?
Yeah,
he did it to him. He did it himself.
Well, I don't think he did it to himself. Because they were excellent looking cornrows.
He sequestered him.
He had someone do them.
Why would a horse do them? Okay, next one.
They put a really carrot in Mr. Horse's ass to make his mouth move.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Are we dumbing it down to just a bunch of ass jokes?
I'm just telling you what I know, and if it relates around ass, then so be it.
So a late night talk show host.
Yeah, do you watch? First of all, do you watch any late night talk shows?
Not really.
Why not?
Like sometimes.
Why
but
not? What's wrong with you?
I'd really try and finish. I am obsessed with celebrity culture, so I try to avoid it as much as possible because it's such a toxic wasteland of bullshit. So
doesn't you avoiding it though? Doesn't that make you want to do it even more?
Yeah, totally. Okay. But that doesn't mean that I'm gonna just do it all the time. So that way I don't want to avoid it. So that way I'm just doing it all the time. Because
wow,
it's airtight logic.
It's fucking deep.
It's crazy.
Pick
but anyway,
pick
so
a fucking show.
Let's do Jimmy Kimmel. Is that one of them?
He's a person that exists.
Jimmy Kimmel, okay. Is that a thing?
All right.
Mean tweets. I do like mean tweets, though. That does make me laugh.
I think most recently, President Obama did it, right? Mm-hmm. Am I saying that
Obama?
Right?
Obama. Close enough, right?
Yeah.
Obamalt?
Obama.
Obama.
President Bad Omen. There's a new study that says giving your child too much praise can harm them later. They become more narcissistic. Narcissism is a condition of excessive self-interest that affects approximately...
me.
Okay, you did say a word, so that technically I have to give you...
It felt narcissistic.
It actually affects one out of every Kardashian.
Oh, okay. That's
one out of every Kardashian.
There you go.
So that's funny. Jimmy Kimmel's funny. I like him. Any takers?
I like unnecessary censorship.
I always tune in by some weird, I don't know what it is, a stars align. I always tune in right when he does it, and I love it. I always like when they had SpongeBob or Dora.
The Sesame Street ones, like Cookie Monster saying "fuck" is funny,
or seemingly saying
"boop." Yeah, that's so good.
Do we have one more round?
We got one more round.
There's more of them?
Yeah, we each get two.
Yeah, see, we usually fail on the first round, so by the second, we're supposed to be warmed
up. We're in there. We're in it to win it.
Usually we do the whole bit twice, because first time, the bit fails.
Uh-huh. All right,
punch it!
I'm ready. And you know what? I'll let you choose who the...
Yeah, I don't know who's left. Arsenio?
Davis Letterman.
Okay.
You can have him.
I'll do David Letterman.
Okay, let's see here.
Hey, guys. How are you, brother?
Was that David
Eugene's
Letterman?
Back.
Was that Eugene?
Eugene's back.
Someone listened to the last episode. Good on you, Dustin.
Like it.
They found a scrapbook with photos of Osama bin Laden from the 90s, and they're studying each and every photo very, very closely. My favorite shot of Osama bin Laden was...
him on the toilet in New York using a baby wipe.
That's 3 points.
Topical. Very nice, yeah.
Actually, the right answer was right between the eyes. His favorite shot of Osama bin Laden was right between
his
eyes.
Oh, damn.
Which is pretty...
That was good.
Yeah.
Pretty vicious.
Pow, right? Hell, kisser. Yeah.
Some would say as vicious as the most recent episode of A Walking Dead.
Oh, yes, I just watched it before I came over here.
That was super vicious.
Noah. I was physically...
ill.
It was...
The little boy's dead?
I need to turn away.
Well,
twice.
I don't know.
It was bad.
It was really brutal.
You guys watch Talking Dead afterwards?
No, I never do.
Unfortunately.
I watched a little bit of that. In the first commercial break, they go out and they show the in memoriam. They show everyone who dies.
Right.
And they kind of go through that a little bit. And I left the room. I said, I'm done.
Those people
watch it.
In that village are a bunch of pussies.
I don't watch
true.
Let's save that for our Walking Friendship segment.
All right.
Chap that ass. The
Dustin.
People on The Walking Dead.
Dustin's up.
What do we got?
Well, I have a second David Letterman because I like him, and that makes six. Or we have Seth Meyers.
I'll go with Seth Meyers.
I love Fred Armisen. He's my
favorite. I've never watched his show, so
He's good.
Let's see.
It's like an extended version of Weekend Update.
Basically. Okay.
The world's oldest person turned 117 today, and she celebrated the same way she did last year by...
getting her sandpapery vagina licked by the 115-year-old man that lives next door.
Almost verbatim incorrect. did last year by driving her car into someone's living room. But yours is good. You and Blake are in a dead heat right
See,
now.
See, I incorporated an earlier...
We're in a dead... there might be a tie... we might need a tiebreaker?
I'm thinking it'll come down to that.
Oh.
So, Heather, you get the last one. Again, right. It's Davis Letterman. Let's see here. Hillary Clinton could use one of those Apple Watches. She could hook it up to her secret email account. If you want to contact Hillary, she's at... the longer you wait, the more points you get.
Oh, well, secret Hillary email. Mm-hmm. It's not at gmail.com.
No. That's, however, you did get 3 points for that. She's actually at hillary@pantsuit.com. So, I mean, just side split.
That's
hilarious.
A domain?
You guys are... it is a domain. And wow. You guys... actually, it's very bizarre. This does not happen. You guys have all tied... and the tiebreaker actually goes to the person who sings. Like, you all have to sing the outro the best, and whoever can sing the outro the best will win.
Okay.
Punch it!
Sing it.
Do the same thing?
Oh, I was...
That's it? What? Is that the whole outro? Really? That's it?
All right, hit the intro.
I didn't even know.
Hit the intro. You guys have to all sing this together.
Punch it up. If you punch it, you never stop.
Punch it.
You never.
All right, well, I think it's all clear who the winner is, so we'll move on
punch
to the next
it,
segment.
Punch it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Dustin.
Okay, all right. Our release schedule, episode 185, F. Eugene, is now available. Episode 186, Virtually Laughless, which that's not true. Give it a chance. It's also available. And episode 188, our next episode, inevitably titled Pina Collateral Damage, will be available on Friday, March 27th. And don't forget that today, Friday, March 20th, is Alien Abduction Day. I wish I were abducted by aliens. At least then I'd have a story to tell at parties. Also, if you didn't know, today is Proposal Day. Here's a proposal for you. Heather, will you make me the happiest podcaster in the world and do me the honor of doing one more news story?
I hit the news. Hit the news segment. Do one more.
Be more than happy to do so.
Blake is not interested in doing that.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I totally have another one.
Oh, you guys,
I'm the happiest podcaster in the world.
Are we about to make him the saddest podcaster in the world?
Top of the world. All right.
Do it again. So I know what's going on now.
Also...
You check out during the jokes here?
If you didn't know, today's proposal day. So, in case you didn't hear it before, I have a proposal for you, Heather. Will you make me the happiest podcaster in the world and do me the honor of doing one more news story?
I think I have one more we could do.
This is highly irregular.
Like your bowels.
Goddamn, beat me to it.
Good.
All right, let's give this one more.
So what happens when your picture ends up on a beer can?
You become famous.
Well, I've heard about being fired over pictures on the internet, but over a picture on a beer can? One Charleston Southern University associate professor found himself in this predicament in June of 2014. Pity Paul Roof was entered in a freestyle beard competition in New Orleans in 2013, sporting a long mustache and equally long beard tails that curled up in a gravity-defying display. His picture was taken in Holy City Brewing, used the image on their beer, Chucktown Follicle Brown Beer.
Nice.
Yeah, and when his school found out about it, they said it was not representative of a church environment.
What? A church? Oh,
it was like a conservative, like churchy school.
Oh, well, that's his first problem.
Right? That definitely is his first problem.
My thoughts are like when someone's face is on a beverage, I think kidnapped child on milk.
Right.
Exactly.
So I would think that beard has been kidnapped if it's an adult beard on an adult beverage kidnapped.
Yeah.
Have you seen this beard?
Yeah. Right. Between your legs.
Have you seen this? Jeez. Have you seen this gravity?
Well, that's the time to find it. Like, I didn't notice it until it was right there between my legs.
I feel like it's half of what you legs. Say, Dustin, is just all humble brags, because we can clearly see that you have a beard, and you're probably it's in some way telling us that you've been chomping down on some poon. And
dude, he's like the poon master.
Poon master?
I have an eighth degree
poon
master.
Name ever. Poon All master. Right.
What was that?
That's the worst rap name ever.
Poon Master Flex.
Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read in the privacy of our individual homes, never to be spoken of or mentioned again. And if you do like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes. Tell a friend. Help support the show.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it. I'm sure. I sit down, I write and print all this shit. I'm not going to help support any other way.
Right. And this was this, and actually this, these two episodes, I was like, last week we were, I was like, Jason, you got to basically do everything. I was like, I'm not going to have time.
You always say that. You next, we're going to do the spaghetti western, and you all that's a big undertaking. You write that whole thing.
Thanks. All right, well, folks, that was episode 187. Thank you, Heather, for coming
question?
Back.
Thank you. Maybe.
Question.
Kind of cool that you were here.
Thanks, guys.
Are you having fun? Are you
yeah,
having
fun? I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
No regrets yet?
No regrets. None.
I don't remember you drinking
actually,
the first
no.
couple episodes.
Yeah, I drank a lot
That's
last time.
Key.
And
That's
I should say
key.
Something because it really did bother me that I said it. I like went as far like, I was just messing around, and I like said that I was like gonna like slap my friend in the cunt, which is fine. That's fine.
You actually
but
said
then
I'm gonna
definitely...
put these all up in there.
Yeah, and that's when it went too far, and that's when it became molestation.
Up in their guts.
And that's when I just like up sat in my living room like what
her,
happened.
Her hand when she did it. It
I was like,
she was all the way
she
back.
She cocked back
and brought it up and almost knocked the mic over because
open
she...
hand or closed hand.
Open hand. It was
oh,
an open hand. Yeah.
Yeah. She was gonna like,
leaving
was,
the thumb out
for safety.
I mean, no,
for
no,
safety
I
purposes.
I can't make jokes about it.
It looked like she was trying
was
to pick
bad.
Up the spare.
I shouldn't have said that. Well, slap her in the cunt all the time, but I'm not gonna put my fingers in anything like that. That's going too far.
So you can slap that's the top of it. You're just not putting anything in it.
All yeah. Right. That, then it becomes a problem. Then I was
slap
maybe
it.
Now
rub it
down.
But then your sexuality is questioned.
No, not about that. Just it seemed. Too far.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we didn't think it was. No. So.
Okay. Well, cool. Sweet. Right.
Yeah. Dustin.
What's up?
Hey, it was good to have you back.
Hey, thanks.
And I hope you had a good time.
Yes, I did.
And thank you for bringing me dinner.
You're welcome.
Don't let me forget to pay you.
Oh, you can pay me later.
Jason.
Yeah. Oh, I shit the bed again.
He's lying in a bed this whole time. He brought his whole bed in here this time.
How much longer are flannels going to be in your repertoire? Because we're almost into summer.
I'm trying to match a little bit.
Yeah, but yours is a light
I'm
flannel.
I'm a little more gingham-y.
Yours I really like this flannel, though.
I like
really
it,
do.
But it seems heavy and makes... aren't you hot?
Almost all the time.
All right, well... I appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey. All right, and thanks to our 6 listeners and our... 31/15 of
listenership is up.
Thanks, Grandma.
Video watchers.
Yay, 15.
Yeah, that's how we roll. So thank you, everybody, and thanks for supporting the show.
Quince for all you Spanish listeners.
Craftvapory.com.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Craftvapory.com. Use promo code IBWIP for 10% off on the store. 20% off 20. Of your... Let's get them to go out of business. Let's do it so much that they go out of business.
20% off your first month subscription.
And Jason told you the way to do it.
I told you.
We can't say
it again.
I'm
not going to repeat it. We'll never say that again.
All right. Well, thank you, folks.
All right. How hard could it possibly be to get into the pimp game? I've already got the cane and the limp.
That's pretty funny.
Why'd you look at me when you said pimp game, Blake?
Dustin, I'm looking for a segment soon. Pimpin' ain't easy with the D.
The vitamin D,
yeah.
The what?
The vitamin D.
Vitamin D ain't easy. I've got the vitamin D effect.
Remember that song by Vitamin D?
Who's Vitamin D?
Vitamin C.
She sang a song. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I'm her brother. Vitamin D.
And what do you do?
My favorite is just this strut that he has.
Oh my god!
He's
I'm
like,
imagining.
He's like
falling.
He's like a cat that just fucked another cat and licked his own pussy. Just walked away. Just like Walked away like, you're what? Goddamn right.
Justin, I'm just like imagining you setting up this night for this lady, like playing some vitamin C and be like this music.
The shit's going down, like, right?
Like, I'm her brother. I'm vitamin D.
I'm her brother. Are you horny now? Are you listening to my sister?
Do you want to fuck?
Nice.
Swish. That's even just like straight up ask you that?
Yeah, I got to try to figure out what the statute of limitations is on my stories. Like, how much time needs to pass before they're safe for me to tell?
Jay Jansen will do a free consultation if you want to talk to him.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.